Blog Talk Radio.
All over the world, it's your girl, Newbie and Divine. Scream on them, speak my name through the skies, time to dream on them. What's up, y'all? I'm so happy and so excited to be a part of this journey, because guess what? I made it to my calling. Yes, front row, center stage. I am so happy to be here. I am so happy to be used. I'm so humble. I'm so grateful, and I have an ultimate message for you guys tonight. And I was a little nervous going in. I don't know why I was nervous going in, because it's kind of like taking the mic for the first time and standing on the world stage to speak to everyone. But I feel it, y'all. I feel it. It feels good. So I had to pull a card for myself tonight. I didn't pull a card for anybody else, but I pulled a card for myself. I had to pull my own card, right? Guess what card I pulled? The strength card. Yes, the strength card. So with all my strength, with all my might, with all my power, I am calling forth fire, earth, air, water, spirit, and ether, and my ancestors, my wayshores, my guides, the ascended masters, the indigo, crystal, star seed, keepers of the flame, lovers of love and light, divine masculine, divine feminine, to all the galactic beings all over the globe who are here to help uplift the vibration of the planet. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Thank you so much for your energy, and thank you for being a part of this journey with me. I am super, super excited for each and every one of us because we are all right on time to feel the shift going down. So, what is this show about tonight? This is pretty deep. Why is it so deep? This is really, oh my goodness, I'm telling you, I have no idea what's going to come through everyone until it finally comes through. But I was supposed to do this show a while ago, and I didn't do it a while ago, so Spirit got on me, and Spirit was like, tonight, Nubian, tonight. And I'm telling you, I have literally been putting my energy out there so much trying to help you guys as much as I could possibly help you. So to each of you who have sent me donations, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. It's because of you and your contributions you're able to help me keep going. You motivate me to keep moving along. You motivate me, and I told you that my Vibe Tribe, my little Bambinos, my children, yes, they're the ones that run all the videos that you guys see out, and they're the ones that make all the posters and the flyers that you guys see out, and they are the new wave of the Indigo and the Crystal children that are coming about, and I love it very much because they are very epic children, and I'm so humbled to be their mother. I'm so humbled to be a part of this journey, to be on your team, to really be bringing you information straight from the galactic vine, right, to really show you guys what's really going down here in the matrix. And I'm super excited for each and every one of us because we are on that vibration of 144,000 megahertz to be able to even understand what's going on right now. So with that being said, I'm going to do my best to channel in and give you the message that is being brought to us tonight upon this plane of existence that's never been really spoke about in such a manner as this. But y'all know how I do it. You know how I get down. It's time to shame the devil and tell the truth, right? So what is devil anyway? Somebody has not been living, and devil is live spelled backwards, right? So let's go in. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about Disney's Cinderella message to the divine feminine and divine masculine decoded. Yes, that's right. I'm here to break down the code and to let everyone know absolutely what Cinderella was not only talking about, but what she merely wanted to say to everyone and her message to the whole entire world that applies to all the divine feminines and the divine masculine, which is the divine matriarchal template and the divine patriarchal template, and why the divine masculine and the divine feminine and the twin soul and their unity has been such a hot topic. Why is everybody so curious about why the divine masculine and the divine feminine will unite or not? What is such the big uproar about the twin soul family? What is such a big uproar about the twin soul collective? And who's a twin soul? Who's really not a twin soul? Who has really come in to help uplift the vibrations of this planet? What are the indigo, crystal, and starseed children? What are their roles played in this? Well, it's very beautiful, everyone, because the earth has literally shifted courses. And because it shifted courses, there's been a change in the guards. Guards meaning bonds, the covenant, the originated family bloodline, right? So let's talk about this change in the guards. Okay, with the change in the guards, we're talking about the divine feminine all over the globe. She has literally awakened to her higher self, her higher power, and she has stepped into her calling. Not time to, but she has. She has stepped into her calling. I am living proof, right? So here we are as the divine feminine all over the globe. So what does that mean? The divine masculine has followed suit, right? So because our divine masculine has followed suit, because we have to follow suit, because the divine feminine has kept her energy so high that she has pulled her divine masculine up even to the point to meet her where they both are supposed to stand in their calling to help this world bring about the much needed change that's been due for decades and eons, right? So here we are right now, right? Many already made the shift. Some are just now waking up to it. So basically what's happening is there's been a collective of the divine feminine, and these divine females have grown up in homes of mothers who have treated them like Cinderellas. Okay, so we all remember the story of Cinderella, and Disney was trying to really tell us a story about this whole coding of the divine feminine. And I'm going to get into more of how the divine masculine has been mirroring her and playing his specific role even in his own life with his own mother that's been causing separation between the two of them from not even being able to come together as one template, right? Because it is said and it is written that a man is supposed to leave his wife and he's supposed to cling to his what? He's supposed to leave his mother, sorry. He's supposed to leave his mother and cling to his wife. But what's been happening? We're going to get into that, right? So until then, I want to explain to everyone what's been happening with this whole Cinderella thing. Let's take you back. Think about the story of Cinderella, right? What was Cinderella always doing during her extravaganzas at the house? Every time you saw Cinderella, what was she doing? She was always cleaning. What is cleaning symbolic of? Cleaning. Cleaning meaning Cinderella was trying to show the divine feminine how it's time to clean house. Clean your insides, clean your mentality, clean what's been going on within your bloodline, all the spots, all the stains, all the blemishes that have been happening in your bloodline for many life cycles. Cinderella was merely showing us that the divine feminine was the one to change that template. Now, how did the stepmother play a role in this, and how does Cinderella's own mother play a role in this? Well, first of all, in the story of Cinderella, it talks about how the stepmother was the evil stepmother, right? And the evil stepmother had always had, there were some type of sisters around, and I'll get into the roles of the sisters as well. But in this specific play out with Disney, Disney was merely showing us how the divine feminine was basically sent to live with her stepmother. And as she was sent to live with her stepmother, it was going to show you right there, how was the stepmother funded? How were they taken care of? Who was able to buy such beautiful dresses that the stepmother and these stepsisters wore? Well, this is a perfect example of our children do not belong to us. Our children are merely loaned to us from the universe. Who is our true mother? Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. So Mother Gaia was Cinderella's true mother, right? True nature of self, that was Cinderella's mother. But as a loan, Mother Nature gave Cinderella to the stepmother. So the stepmother was to take care of Cinderella, but she didn't take care of Cinderella. What she did was she utilized all of her energy, which are the dresses. She stole her birthright, right, and started using her birthright for her selfish gains and her selfish needs and started, you know, feeding the energy into the daughters and the stepsisters and things of that nature, right? But Cinderella was not allowed to play a part of it. Why is that? Because the stepmother, just like many of the divine feminines, their own mother knew their whole entire lives, who they were, even as little babies. Your mother, divine feminine, not only knew who you were and knows who you are, but she knows that you carry that sacred bloodline. She knows that you're that template that's to bring about change in the family. She's known that so long that she was jealous of you. Now, within her jealousy of you, she was not necessarily meaning to be jealous of you, but because of who she was, because of this specific template of the mother, she could not help but to be jealous of you. We are merely talking here about the mothers who were what? Who were the mothers of the specific witches who put the spells on all the divine masculines all over the globe. So here it is, we're talking about the divine masculine. I mentioned this before about how the divine masculine had spells put on them by these specific women, but I never went into who these women were. These women were the mothers of the divine feminine in her bloodline. So it was the grandmothers, the aunts, the sisters, the older sister, things of that nature within the divine feminine family. And this is why you saw such a big uproar with the men, where there was this big downfall with the men, especially growing up as a divine feminine, where you saw your fathers either turn to drugs, lose his mind, get into fights with your mom, or just take off and be gone, is because witchcraft was being cast on your fathers. And not only was witchcraft being cast on your fathers, your mother played a massive role in it. How is that? Because of the power that she was gaining from this was consuming her. This is all she knew because she learned this from her mother, who learned it from her mother, who learned it from her mother. Now, the fact that the divine feminine matriarch had lost her power in the first place goes to show you that at some point in time, the universe even took the power from the divine feminine, from the matriarch. The power always belonged to the divine feminine, but at some point in time, the power was taken away from the divine feminine because of the different women who played these different roles. We can even go back to the stories of like Witches of Salem, how all these stories came about with the divine feminine, or even King George, who's known as King James, a.k.a., and how he switched the roles or, you know, the different roles that were taken from the women because these women that were part of this bloodline, they were very powerful witches. And because they were powerful witches, they abused their power. And when you're dealing with power at this specific point, you can get consumed in power. And because they start seeing that certain templates of this magic that they were using were working, they begin to get so consumed in this magic that they begin to cast spells on the different fathers, the different governmental systems, the structures. They practiced evil so bad that the universe literally had to step in and downgrade the role of the divine feminine, excuse me, of the women energy, not the divine feminine, but the woman's energy to stop the wars and the rumors of wars that were happening on the planet, because it was noted that women started wars and had men fighting overseas for all type of things, and it was mostly behind a woman. Well, the universe knew that this power had to be taken from the divine feminine's family bloodline until a child was born, until a seed was born to be able to bring Earth back to its natural order. So the fact that the women had to be, the divine feminine's family knew that she had to be brought to, the Earth knew that it had to bring back the divine feminine to a natural order. What happened was the specific female that we're talking about is you, divine feminine. You are the entire matriarch of your whole entire family's bloodline, which means that as you were growing up, you have noticed that you've been having problems with your mother. She has talked about you. She has slandered you. She has turned family members against you. She has treated you so wrong and mistreated you. Matter of fact, she treated you so bad, your sisters that were in the household helped her play a role in how she was mistreating you, just like Cinderella. And the reason that was is because she knew who you were. She knew who you were so much, it was her job to make sure that she slandered you and ridiculed you and made you feel like you were going so crazy and just badgering you so bad, so that way you would always never feel like you were worthy of your crown, that you were never worthy of your throne. Because your mother knew that once you were to figure out who you were, that it would take her power from her. So your whole entire life, your mother knew who you were, and she was so busy trying to live out her life and her hopes and her wishes and her dreams through you that she was taking your power from you based off of how she treated you. So this is why you even have your older sisters or things of that nature or your sisters in your family, you know, come against you or treat you like your mother treated you, or you had the sisters in your family where all the sisters would get favor. And then the mom would be mean to you. And then either you'd have like a grandmother that would look out for you and take care of you and say, well, this child is different. Or you would have, say, even your own children where your mother would try to turn your children against you. And the reason that she was trying to turn your children against you even, because she was trying to, it was her job to make your children even feel like you were crazy. But what was deep about the story is the children that were, that don't have the mark, the children that were not indigo, crystal, and star seeds, if you had these children stay with your mother under the age of two, she was able to convince them. She was able to convince them and turn them, taint them just like the rest of her bloodline was. But if you kept your children with you from zero really to two, then you were able to convince and influence your children. That's why the indigo, the crystals, the star seeds were able to make it, because they were directly under you and they weren't tainted by this specific spell that was being cast upon your bloodline. So because of that, your mother, she's always known who you were. She's always known who you were. She's always known your power. She's always known that you have been in power. She's always known that one day you were going to change the world. She's always known that one day you were the child that she wanted to be. So it was her job to try to badger you and make you feel crazy and work with governmental systems and structures to try to bring you down in some way, shape, or form. Many of you have had experience where your mother's either turned you into the police, your mother has even worked with the governments, your mother has even taken roles where she's taken you to courts to take your children away from you. Because let me tell you something, that was not your mother. And the reason, the way you would know that was not your mother is, remember the movie Terminator? When the movie Terminator came out and he walked in the kitchen and he said, hey, Mom. And he looked up and the Terminator shape-shifted from the Terminator into his mother. This is what you guys are merely dealing with. Now, who is this woman that's living around you guys, that's in your house, that you're calling your mother? That's no longer your mother. Your mother was breached a long time ago through an insidious spirit, which is called and known as a demonic entity. Because of her thirst for power, Because of her family's bloodline thirst for power, these specific entities were able to breach your mother through crafting and through witchcraft when they were doing incantations around fires, wicker boards, witchcraft, things of that nature. So what happened was these specific entities, they can sense another spirit that is a divine spirit, just like spiritual people know spiritual people. This specific spirit that took over your mother knew the greatness in you. It was this specific spirit's job to stop you from your greatness. Now, what's powerful about this is this specific thing was even mirrored throughout the household when it comes to the sons. Now, when it comes to the sons that these mothers had, the divine masculine specifically, some of them weren't divine masculine, some were just brothers of these sisters, and I'll get into that in a second. Now, when it comes to the divine masculine's role, the divine masculine also had been tainted by their mothers as well. How were they tainted? The divine masculine were mirroring their beloved. The divine masculine and the divine feminine both had to go through a very serious transition with their mothers. Even to this very day, even to this very second, the divine masculines, many of them all over the globe, still live with their mothers, still feel the need and obligation to stay with their mother, still have to take care of their mother, and many of them have seen their mothers either be on drugs or be on some type of substance that kept them either drugged out, you know, because she was crying when they were little boys or little babies. She was crying for the father, so the mothers would drug themselves and little boys would sit under them and feel sorry for the mom and say, "Mom, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to treat you how dad treated you." So this is where the patriarchal society came in with polygamy. So because that came in, this specific thing that the boys saw the mother have to go through, the boys started saying, "I'm not going to ever have my mom go through this, or I'm not going to leave my mom like my dad left my mom." So the moms trained the little boys from very young to not leave them and to feel sorry for them as little boys, which now is very relevant and very present in the boys' life. Even if they're grown men, the men and the divine masculine have this strong urge of, "I can't leave my mom, she's sick, or I'll feel guilty if I leave her because she's sick," because they've already been doing that since they were little boys. Since the divine masculine was a little boy, the mother has kept the divine masculine under her, and she has portrayed a role in the divine masculine's life where she has made it to where the divine masculine, the love that she had for his father, she put that love either into that little boy or she took it out on him, the hatred that she had towards the father. So either way it goes, she's still molded in the divine masculine, some sort of guilt to make him feel guilty if he was to ever leave her. So what the divine masculine's mothers were doing was living her life through the divine masculine. And as she was living her life through the divine masculine, then here it is, you begin to see the divine masculine not even able to pick the love of their life because they were afraid that if they brought the wrong type of woman home or the wrong type of female home, it was not going to be up to the mother's standards. So many of the divine masculine chose women that were not of their liking, but of their mother's liking. So either, let's take for example, if they were like African-American or something like that, right, or indigenous type of descent, even when it comes to the female, they had to specifically bring home a female that was either of white descent or Mexican descent or something, or light-skinned descent, something that was not dark. Not a black female, something that was not dark, because that was an insult to the mother to bring home a black female, because then within black women during that time, they hated themselves so much that they didn't want to see another baby born black like them. So because she didn't want to see another baby born black like them, she would prompt her son to date outside of his race or to date women of other races. That way she would have a mixed child. Now, when it comes to the Asian families, or the white families, the Asian families, they had to deal with more like a geisha. Like the mothers were trying to live their lives through their sons, so the woman had to be a geisha type. Or the European women, the men or the woman had to be come from a wealthy family or some type of wealthy bloodline in order for the mother to still be able to live up her status to how her friends looked at her throughout the community. And if that son or that daughter was to bring something home that was not to her liking, that the mother could not control or see herself with or be able to be seen or known throughout the community that would not uplift the mother's status, then the mother would shine her nose down on the relationship. So because of that, the mother has never been able, or the son has never been able, to date the woman of his dreams because of his fear of disappointing his mother. So the same thing with the female. She's had to go through the same exact thing when it comes to the divine feminine. So as you can see here, both have been mirroring each other the whole time. Now what's deep about it is, here's the other side now with the brother. Now if the divine feminine had a brother in the family, this is not the divine masculine side now, this is the brother of the divine feminine. Okay, these specific boys that were in the family of the divine feminine were basically, let's just say they were raised in some type of religious factor. So because they were raised in religious factor, they were raised in either secret societies or churches or something, whether it's these women gatherings, right? And because there was these women gatherings, the boy was always taken with the mother to this specific church. The mothers were hanging out in the churches because the mothers were practicing witchcraft, and the churches are the main places where witches hang out. So here it is, all the mothers all over the globe were hanging out in the churches, and everyone's thinking this place is holier than thou, but it was never a fact of being holier than thou. It was a matter of fact of these specific mothers playing a role of these boys within their lives. But what was happening? The boys were getting breached in the church. How were they getting breached? The boys were getting either molested by the pastors, they were getting molested by the mother's friends, or they were getting molested by their Sunday school or classmates, school teammates in the school. So what was very deep about this whole entire insight is that the boys of the mother never had a chance. Why did they never have a chance? Because the mothers merely kept the sons under them because the mothers wanted to, on her boy, she wanted to raise him in such a way to where either she was mistreating that boy based off of her love or hate for the father. So the men all over the planet, not just the divine masculine, but the men all over the planet end up growing up with a certain type of bitterness, a certain type of distaste in their mouth when it came to the female. So it was hard for them to even trust females, or hard for them to even find love or fall in love or trust anyone. So they would go amongst their boys club because they felt more comfortable around their boys club, basketball, football, baseball, you know, things of that nature, soccer, because there was more men around, because they could relate to the men, because the men went through the majority of the things that they went through. So here it is, the boys that grew up in their household, they were either having to go through this specific experience with their mothers, or they were being mistreated by their mothers, so it was making it hard for them to even hold a relationship with the females. They were trying to hold a relationship because they were still dealing with the mental scarring of this. Now, when it comes to the divine masculine, even to this day, the divine masculine is now in a place to where he is either taking care of his mother, or he has abandoned some type of relationship just to please his mother or be with his mother, but he has not moved forward, even when you talk about his union or coming together with the divine feminine. Why is that? Because the divine masculine has yet to understand that the divine feminine really has woken up to who she is. But because of the fact, even in the scriptures it's written, that a man is to leave his mother and cling to his wife, the divine masculine has felt this type of need to take care of his mother, because that's how he's been molded since he was a little boy, to feel as if he left his mother, he was abandoning his mother, without really realizing that if he united with the divine feminine, not if, but once he united with the divine feminine, that his birthright also would come online, and he would take his center stage within the life of his divine feminine. So because of that, the divine feminines were hated. They were gossiped. They were talked about all over the land. They were talked about even from their own family members, their mothers, their sisters, all of them. They slandered them. They talked about them bad. These divine feminines, they played a major role when it came to even the fall of their own fathers. And their fathers became alcoholics. Their father became like mental cases, things of that nature. Why is that? Because it was noted that the mothers of these divine feminines were casting spells, not just on the fathers, not just throughout history on the fathers, 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 because of their mothers and what their mothers did. But here it is, the mothers of their own household were casting spells even on the divine feminine. Now, if you really stop and think about it, think about how many times you have shared with your mother some type of gift that you had, or some type of job promotion that you've had, or something that came about in your life that you were really excited about, and you shared it with your mother, and all of a sudden it just fell off. Like you didn't know where it went. it's like the energy was just taken from it, or you've left your room and she has just gone through all the things in your room. She's scanned through your closet. She's turned your children against you. You told her that you're moving away from her, and she told you that you're coming back. She has always lived off of your energy. Why? Because your mother was not born with a template of wealth and power. You were born with a template of wealth and power. And because of that, the mothers knew this. Your mothers knew this, right? So here it is. The same women of the grandmas and the great-grandmas within the bloodlines would also cast curses on the divine masculine's father's bloodline, right? The motherly types, they came so consumed with the jealousy and the hate of this hatred and this power that they had. And every time they cast a spell, this specific spell that they were cast would give them more power. But the more they cast a spell, the more they would have to keep casting it, because if you don't keep casting spells, you start losing power. So the mothers start living out their lives through their daughters. And the daughters that were around them, especially the ones that they can tell had this specific birthright mark on them, the mothers were jealous of them. Not just were the mothers jealous of them. If you really think about it, if you were at any type of family reunion throughout history, or some type of women's church event, or some type of event where there's a lot of women, what would happen? The women would sit around, they would talk about each other, they would backbite each other. Instead of raising the daughter or raising the child or teaching the woman how to grow up in the family to be the next generation or next bloodline, they would sit back and tone their nose up to each other and be like, huh, my husband's going to want you, or my man's going to want you, and they would get very jealous and very envy versus teaching that woman how to be a woman or how to be their sister. Why? Because they were already casting spells on these women. They were already casting spells on these babies. They didn't even know how to be treated. They didn't know how to not only be treated, but their mothers did that to them. But even though their mothers did that to them, they knew that there was something deep within inside of them that literally caused them to treat you that way. And within them treating you that way, they knew that one day that you were going to be a matriarch. And within them knowing that you were going to be a matriarch, see, these mothers, they had no idea that one day you were going to make it through all that mental damage that they were trying to do to you. And it was in their power to make sure that within all their power that they did everything in their might to make sure that they try to taint your mind, taint your spirit, so that way you would not recognize your own power within yourself, that you would not recognize your own greatness within yourself. And because you were so mistreated by your mothers over all these years, your mothers, your sisters, your family members, when your divine masculine came along and he showed you a specific type of love, you automatically cling to him like, this is my family. This is the person who I'm supposed to love, because finally somebody who gets me. And the reason you were feeling that way, because you had to go through all that lonely with your family and your bloodline, who you thought were your family and your bloodline. But I'm here to tell you today, that's not only not your family and your bloodline, but your true family and your true bloodline is your spiritual family, your spiritual sisters and brothers who have been under the same attack as you for many years and many eons and many decades, but who have the same calling as you, okay? So here it is. These same mothers of the divine feminine, they also gave birth to sons, sons that when she basically tried to live out her life throughout these sons. And by the sons, the mothers trying to live out the life through the sons, which is the divine masculine, or who, you know, he should bring home that's going to help up her status even with her friends and make her look good around her friends. The divine masculine is like, he's even at a point now to where you really got to stop and look around your divine masculine and ask yourself, how much more of your energy are you going to continue to allow people to drain from you? You have been a part of different secret societies because you've been looking for someone to brotherhood with you or someone to understand you, right? And then here it is, you had your energy pulled on and drained on from you by your mother so much to where it was even hard for you to go out and find a woman or a female to really love or to really trust, because the one person who you felt that you really loved and really trusted was your mother, and you never felt that your own mother would try to drain your energy to the point to where she would even stop you from your own life. She would even stop you from your own power. She would even stop you from being so in love with yourself that she never even allowed you to look within yourself to find love, because she was so busy trying to get you to take care of her. And if you weren't able to live up to her expectations or her responsibilities, it's like she would try to make you feel like you were less of a man. But little did you know that you had the power within you the whole time. And because you had the power within you the whole time, it's like Cinderella, it's like Dorothy with the shoes on with the Wizard of Oz. The power is not only with you, but it's been within you the whole entire time. And here it is, you, Divine Masculine, and you, Divine Feminine, you two are the template that is to bring about change within this world. You two are the template that is supposed to be here to bring about the new template, to show the world, no, that's not how love is supposed to go. That's not how love is supposed to, be, right? So basically, there is a scarring that went on. It's a silent hatred that went on towards the Divine Feminine. And anyone who tried to love them, as these Divine Masculines were trying to really understand themselves, or anyone that tried to love the Divine Masculine when it came to the women specifically in their family, they could not even accept these women because they were even brought up to even look at, like, I don't even know if my mother's love for me is sincere. How am I supposed to take another woman's love for me sincere? Because they've never been really taught true love. And the type of love that they were taught was vindictive love. It was manipulative love. It was a type of love that was basically portrayed through them because of whatever the mother was feeling about the father and about the father's abandonment of her. That was the relationship that the Divine Masculine was feeling from his mother that he didn't know how to specifically put into words. And because he didn't know how to specifically put into words, when the Divine Feminine came along and she was just like, oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? And he was like, uh-uh, that's not me. He was like, that's not me. So he took off and he started running because he was like, wait a minute, this is too much. Like, there is no love that's deeper than my mother's love. And because there's no love that's deeper than my mother's love, even the love that my mother showed me, I don't even know if I'm rolling with that because I can't trust love. What is love at this part? So the Divine Masculine has been misled so long, but the Divine Feminine, she's been misled as well, right? So basically, the mothers of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine, they played a high crafting role in the birth of their lives, in the birth of these children, the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine. The Divine Masculine has had curses and hexes and spells put on him, as well as his fathers, as well as his great-grandfathers, as well as so throughout his bloodline, as well as the Divine Feminine, her mother, and her mother's mother, and her mother, and her mother, and so on, and so on, and so on, has put all these hexes and spells, not just on the men, but also on the specific Divine Feminine. And when the mothers put the curses on the Divine Feminine, it was her job to even turn the sisters that were in this family against the Divine Feminine, that this was so deep, this was so powerful, that it not only shape-shifted the Divine Feminine's relationship with the mother, but the sister that she was supposed to call her sister throughout the galaxy. When it came to other women, she felt threatened by other women and did not know how to befriend other women because of how she was treated by even her own sister. So she didn't know they didn't know how to talk to each other. Different females didn't know how to talk to each other or befriend each other, or, you know, to even sit in a room without, you know, wondering if someone was a threat to them or, you know, gonna try to hurt them through backbiting or slandering. And then what was even deeper was the Divine Masculine, or not even the Divine Masculine, boys, these brothers of the Divine Feminines, or just different boys throughout the whole entire world, were brought up by these women who were tainted in so much insidious consumption of power that these men were brought up under these women that hated their fathers, so they would treat these men with such hate and anger that these men ended up growing up mistreating women all over the planet. They ended up mistreating their wives, slandered them. These men specifically to this day talk about women in their house to their friends. They sit there, they talk about them, they mistreat them, they abuse them. If you even look throughout the different African cultures all throughout the world, I know many of us will even say, okay, that's great to have orishas and all, and that's great to, you know, to be part of African spirituality or to be dealing with different tribals. But if Africa is supposed to be a rich land and Africa is supposed to be so sacred, then why is all these babies suffering? Why is all these children suffering? Why is there so much famine in the land? Why is there so much disease and things of that nature, right? Well, what the conclusion has come to is that the reason that you're seeing all the children and the famine that's going on even in the land of Africa is because these are the children and these are the babies of the family bloodline who have slandered the Divine Feminine's bloodline in such a way, in such form of disrespect, that the curse trickled all the way down to their children. And this is why you see many people all over the land who are hurting in any way, shape, or form, whether it's poverty or things of that nature or some type of disease or illness. It's because of how the specific, either the mother was casting spells on them or the father or someone in their family was mistreating the Divine Feminine. Someone was casting spells. Someone was doing curses. And not only were they doing spells and curses, because spells and curses is basically it was a practice of religion. It was a form of protection. It was a form of nature, getting back to nature, natural medicine. However, there's a light side and a dark side to everything. And because of the light side and the dark side, many who learn these specific powers begin to cast these specific spells in the dark side so much to where they got caught up in the consumption of things, right? So here it is, even here on Nubian News, where we do astrology readings, right? And even with our astrological readings, there are specific cards that we use that come from Alchemy Gothic. And one of the biggest questions that we have from our audience here is, why do you use cards that are so dark? And my reply to that is because you refuse to look within. And because you refuse to look within, and you've always refused to look within, anytime somebody told you, boogeyman, what have you done? You ran from it. Anytime someone has told you there's a ghost in the closet, you won't look within. And then here it is, all throughout the Twin Flame, Twin Soul community, every single person all over the planet is literally so busy looking for the angelic side of it, and so much for the peaches and the cream and the roses part of it, but no one wants to look within and go deep within the dark night of the soul to really get down to the nitty-gritty of everything and find out just absolutely what is keeping the divine masculine and the divine feminine from uniting. Let's go deep within the gates of hell and really find out what is this specific curse that's been put on their bloodline, right? So now it's up to the divine masculine and the divine feminine to acknowledge the scale that's been placed over their eyes. Right? And any effort to help them keep asleep. Yet, it's like due to the template of the indigos, the crystals, and the stars that are coming in, these specific children are playing a role in making sure that the divine masculine and divine feminine do wake up to their greatness. And there are many of the children that were born from the divine masculine and the divine feminine from past life cycles who are here now helping their mother and their father to unite as one. However, it's going to take the divine masculine and the divine feminine to not only wake up to who they are, but to recognize that their very mothers, the person who they have had in their life, by their side, their whole entire life, really realize, look, you mean to tell me it was my mom that was doing this? Yes. And I'm telling you right now, that is not your mother. Not only is that not your mother, that is no longer your mother. If you need to recall what I'm talking about, Hollywood is telling you right there in the movie Terminator, when the little boy walks in the kitchen and he says, Mom, and Arnold Schwarzenegger turns into the Terminator. Your mother has been terminated. These specific entities, these walking spirits that have taken over her body, they knew of your power. They knew that one day the divine masculine and the divine feminine would both one day end up playing a role within each other's lives that would help bring about change within this whole entire world, within this whole entire galaxy. And because of that, it was always their job to try to stop you from your shine. It was always their job to try to stop you from being who you are and who you've come here to be. So within knowing that, you have to know that without a shadow of a doubt, that once you wake up and you realize who you are, guess what happened? What happened to Cinderella when Cinderella was always cleaning house, right? And her mother and her stepsisters, they were there literally taking on her dresses, which they were taking on the money from the birthright because they were being provided the money by Cinderella's mother, which is Mother Nature, Mother Gaia. But what happened to Cinderella when she ended up leaving the house, when she found her prince? What happened? Cinderella not only found her mate, her divine masculine, and met up and matched up with him, right? But what ended up happening was as soon as she left the house, what happened? She ended up marrying into royalty. She ended up claiming back her birthright. And because she claimed back her birthright, this is absolutely what is happening right now within the template of the divine feminine. And as the divine feminine recognizes not only who she is, but the divine masculine recognizes who she is and find out what all the hype and all the talk was about both of them staying separate from each other, about both of them staying apart from each other. And once they realize who they are, because I'm pretty sure they both realize who they are, and they both wake up to this whole template of this mother playing this, oh, poor me syndrome, divine masculine, that is not your responsibility. Your mother is not your responsibility. Your mother has her own karmic debts that she has to deal with, that she has come into this life cycle to even pay off. But the fact that you are there in her way, blocking her from paying off her own debts, she is living out her karma through you. So now you have a decision to make. Are you going to allow your mother to continue to live out her debts through you? Or what are you going to do about that? And divine feminine, see, you've already many of you divine feminine, you've already experienced this. You've already gone through this, right? And because you've already gone through this, many of you literally are at a point to where many of you see this already. You see this. You know this. You've already had these experiences with your mothers, with your sisters, being disowned. Many of you, you couldn't even believe that that was your mother treating you that way. That's because that was not your mother. And many of you divine feminines are just waking up to the fact of, wait a minute, I think my mom is caught on to the fact of what I'm doing. Either your mother has been feeding you witchcraft through your food, or she's been taking your energy. So if you have the energy of wealth and power in your name, or you just realize that you always had money and you always got money, and all of a sudden you live around your mom, and all of a sudden not just you live around your mom, but your money has been taken. Either your money's been taken or your energy's been taken, which means you're doing a whole lot of work for her around the house, cooking and cleaning and things of that nature. And then when you try to get away from that, then she's upset with you. She doesn't want you to do that because she has been living her life through you. So what is very, very deep about these times is these are a time of knowing. And because these are times of knowing, it is time for you to not only wake up to who you are, but to no longer accept that, to claim back your birthright, to not only claim back your birthright, but these are the times that we're living in to where you have to keep your vibration high, divine feminine. Divine masculine too, but I'm more or less talking to the divine feminine this very second. Because the more you keep your vibrations high, the more these specific entities are going to try to hold on to you. Why are they trying to hold on to you? Because their energy vampiring is an offer you. Because they can't vibrate at 144,000 megahertz. You are. These specific mothers and sisters that have been around you have always downgraded you, talked about you, made you feel like you were less than, talked about you to family members, slandered you so bad. Certain family members don't even call you or talk to you. They've been lied to about you. They've never even gotten to know you, even to the point to where you begin to believe them. You begin to feel like you aren't good enough, you aren't worthy enough, all because of what you had to go through and what you had to experience merely from your life with your mother, merely from your experience with your sisters. So here it is. You even had to deal with sisters that were jealous of you. You would wake up and your sisters would be trying to cut your nails, cut your hair because you always had the longest hair, or you were being mistreated because you were the prettiest one, things of that nature, right? So here it is. Because you were the prettiest one in the family, you weren't just pretty on the outside, you were pretty on the inside. And because you were pretty on the inside, your spirit became a threat to everyone. And because your spirit became a threat to everyone, girl, if someone around you can recognize the power that is within you, that should go to tell you not only how powerful you are, but you, dearly beloved, you have been given the DNA codes to walk this next dimension, to bring about a generation for your bloodline that will basically cut off the cords at the very root of the cords that has been causing women and men all over the globe to suffer. These men and women all over the globe have begun to suffer in such a way to where these women who have been casting curses on you, on your father, on his father's father, on fathers several to come, these specific women have not only been consumed in their power, but now, as of tonight, officially, their power has been totally stripped from them. Why? Because you're under the sound of my voice and you're getting this message. So that means that now it is time for you to ascend and to rise and to raise from the dead. You have merely been walking through a valley of dry bones. And because you've been walking through a valley of dry bones, now you can raise your vibration so high to where you can get away from this energy, to where now you can stop blaming your divine masculine for not uniting with you and understanding that your divine masculine was mirroring you. He's also in a situation, or he was also in a situation, where he was also going through the same exact thing with his mother. His mother cast a spell on him, too. His mother was sitting there crying and making him feel bad. That's worse than any type of religion. Like, if you leave me, son, like, no one's going to take care of me. And because of the divine masculine's love for his feminine side that he has deep within him, that specific part of him has been abused. And that specific part has not only been abused, but it's been abused by his very mother. And because of that, divine masculine is not that he doesn't love you. He couldn't love you. He really didn't know what love was until he met you. But then he didn't know how to come for you because then he felt he had to make a choice between you and his mother. So here it is, the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine, both of you had to go through what? You had to go through drama, all because of your mothers. And because of the dramas that you had to go through with your mothers, it is up to both of you now to make a decision deep within your life, deep within your spirit, deep within your being to say, hey, it is time for me to not only cut these cords for the sake of my generation, but the sake of generations to come. So here it is. We are merely playing out a template where Divine Feminine, you see how your mother's been treating you. You see the things that you've been sharing with her, you've been telling her, and you have merely been cursed because you keep sharing your secrets with her and something keeps happening, right? And then here it is. She's playing favorites with your sisters. She gives them favorites over you, or certain of your children, she mistreats those children, but other children she's nice to. You can tell which children have the mark, which children are under the Indigo Crystal Starseed template, merely off of how your mother or their specific stepmothers are treating them, because the children that have the mark are is the child that is mistreated the most. And if you think about it, that's how you were treated. So why is that? It is up to you now to open your eyes so deep and so cold to where you can break these family curses. You can break this generational specific thing that's been happening in your life, because now it's time out for all the okey-doke. There is no more secrets anymore. And because there's no more secrets, every single thing has come to light. And because everything has come to light, it is time for you to not only stand in your full divine power, but for you to stand up and be the matriarch that you are for the sake of bloodline. And you, Divine Masculine, it is time for you to also understand that that is not your mother. Not only is that not your mother, but how long are you going to allow your mother to live her life through you to where she chooses the type of relationships that you have, chooses the type of relationships that you don't have, and then cause you to not go after the love of your life based off of the fact that she may not like her, or the whole family tree may be uncomfortable if you bring her to a family reunion because she's different than the type of girl that I brought home my whole entire life, because I had to live my life based off of how my mother wanted me to either date women or choose women based off of upholding my mother's reputation. So here it is. We're merely living in a time where many of you have to really, really understand that there's no more secrets. And because there's no more secrets, you have been empowered in this hour to stand up for yourself, and to not only stand up for yourself, but to cut those cords of those specific mothers who have caused hurt, harm, and injury to you, your father's father, your father's father, and his bloodline. When it comes to you, Divine Feminine, how does your father play a role in this? Because your father, you, Divine Feminine, you know just as well as anybody that many of you, if not all of you, have had some very interesting roles with your father. Many of you have been very loved and very cared for by your father, so much to where you were looking for that specific love or that specific understanding, even a divine masculine. So here it is. You didn't even know that your father's had spells cast on them. So your father became alcoholics, drug addicts, ended up into jails, ended up in mental institutions, ended up running from you. They weren't running from you. They were running from your mother. They're running from your mother because she was scaring them away. See, many of your fathers already knew what your mother was doing. Many of your fathers already knew that she was casting spells on them. They just couldn't put two and two together. Some of them did put two and two together, and they did know what was going on, so they tried to get as far away from her as they can. And upon them running from her, caused them to even lose their minds or caused them, even look at the whole world. Look at the whole entire world. Even the downfall of many, especially many indigenous cultures where the indigenous African descendant or the black man or however names y'all want to code these, how they've had to go through some of the most serious struggles because of the consumption of power of these specific women that try to keep these male roles within their lives. So here it is, not just the indigenous African cultures, I'm talking about the European cultures, the Asian cultures, the Indian cultures, whatever color you are, whatever race you are, whatever background you are. If you really think about it, all y'all had to deal with it. All of us had to deal with it. We all went through it. Not one person on this planet is exempt from it. And merely here in this story, Cinderella has been showing us, Disney has been showing us, how not only Cinderella had to carry two plates in her hand and one on her head, carrying up to the stairs to be a service to her stepmothers and her stepsisters, but little did she know that she was planting seeds to be a service within herself. That was her birthright for them to be of service to her. She was the matriarchal rule. She was the one that was in power. So here it is. She lost her slipper at midnight. She wasn't even drunk. Why did she lose her slipper? The glass slipper is symbology for what? Symbology for purity, clearness, looking within, right? The glass half full, looking through the glass window. What is the glass window? Looking through the mirror. What is the mirror? Looking within. And what was one of the biggest challenges here on the twin flame, twin soul journey was looking within. Many people talk about the dark night of the soul, but many people don't talk about the glass slipper. You're the glass slipper. You're the glass slipper of your own reality. You're the reason that you either made it this far or you didn't make it this far because of based off of how you decided to go within to do that inner work, based off of how you allowed someone within your life make you feel like you weren't worthy enough or you weren't good enough. So they put you through so much pain because of their own baloney or because of their own BS. But little did you know that all this stemmed from generational curses. Generational curses that stem from who? The woman's bloodline. So this is why many of you, divine feminines, why even the divine masculines that are in your life felt like it was you putting curses on them because they were feeling that energy coming from your mother's mother and her mother's mother that many of y'all divine masculines were like, is she putting a spell on me? You talking about he was tripping like you were tripping, like is he putting a spell on you? He was tripping wondering if y'all were putting spells on him. And when it comes to me, if I got to put a spell on you, I don't want you. So the way the divine masculines were feeling like y'all were putting spells on him and stuff, but he was picking up the energies that was coming to your bloodline. That's what was going on. So here it is. There's been a shift in the matrix. And because there's been a shift in the matrix, it is time for many of the divine masculines to not only wake up to who they are, but the divine feminists to wake up to who they are. Because guess what's going to happen now? Once the divine masculine and the divine feminine come together, the matriarchal and patriarchal rule, the template of one, one solid fire, that split flame, come back together to operate from their left and their right side of their body, of their being, of their galactic spirit, of their ascended master being. What's going to happen is these two specific individuals will take on a template and they will go throughout the entire galaxy and they will help uplift the vibration of the whole entire planet. They will help raise the dead. They will help heal the brokenhearted. They will mend the brokenhearted. They will help those who have been hurt, who have been crying, who have been injured, those who had to go into hiding, those who had to run off overseas or hide in some type of forest because they were hurt, harmed, or injured by their mother or their father or their family, or they were mistreated by their mother, or they try to share it with their friends and how their mothers are treating them and their friends couldn't understand, like, how would your mom treat you like that? It's because you picked your mother. Why would you pick your mother and your mother treated you like that? Because even before you came here, each and every one of you picked your parents. And the reason you picked those parents, not knowing that they were going to be insidiously breached, but I'm pretty sure that there's some type of role in all this still. But many of you picked your mothers because you knew that there was something in your mother, some type of template that you needed that was going to make you so strong in this plane of existence to cause you to be able to raise yourself above the status quo, to cause yourself to raise yourself so deep in the matrix that you knew that one day your power from the lessons that you would get from these mothers was going to be so wonderful that you were going to use this power as an enlightenment tool to help not only evolve yourself, but to help evolve the entire planet, to help heal this generation and future generations to come. So here it is. We are right on the brink of the new moon. And as we're right on the brink of the new moon, we're also in the energies of Capricorn, right? And Capricorn is dealing with Saturn, which is dealing with work, the work that you put into your lives, the work that you put into yourself. The new moon, even in Sagittarius, which is talking about luck, right? So here it is. Sagittarius is bringing about this energy here. And Capricorn is playing a major role here. The divine masculine and the divine feminine is right here at the brink of unity. Many divine masculine and divine feminines have already united, but even if they have already united, these specific templates have still been playing out, even in the ones that were united, and they didn't know why they were having a hard time staying together or why they had wounds deep within their scars deep within their wounds where they had to either use yoni balls or yoni cups to help themselves heal past life traumas. And then here it is, divine feminine, you were, and divine masculine, you were picking different relationships in your life based off of however it is your mother treated you. So because of how your mother treated you, you were accepting these different templates to come around you, whether it was through friends or families or loved ones who you felt you had to be friends with based off of how your mother raised you. So now, you are in a time of awakening. And not only are you in a time of awakening, you're in a time of you have to make a decision for yourself. Are you want? Is it time for you to live your own life? Do you want to live your own life? Or do you want to continue to expel your energy? It's like you've taken your own gas pump and you pump it into somebody else's tank and allowing them to take all your gas and to use up your energy and to continue to use up your energy for their life reason. And they have their own reason for being. So here it is, you're stepping in the way of even their karma, and you're not causing them to clear up their own karma because you're in the way. So, Divine Masculine and Divine Feminine, you have awakened this day merely off of the message that has come through. And because this message has come through, now it's time to go sit back and you sit there still and talk to your ancestors and talk to Source, because there's something very powerful about you to where even here it is, the ancestors came through, right? Who was the ancestors in Cinderella? That was the fairy godmother. So the fairy godmother is here to tell you, look, I got your back. I'm going to grant all of your wishes. I even brought you to the sound of Nubian's voice tonight so that way you can hear what's been going on with you, so you know that you haven't been tripping. And now that you know that you haven't been tripping, you have the template within you now to where now you can finally heal. Now you can finally move forward and claim back your power and recognize who you are on this planet and who you've always come here to be, and recognize why this power was taken away from the Divine Feminine's mother's mother and her mother's mother's mother, and so on far down the line, because all these women abused this power. So the woman, the energy had to be taken from her or she would have blew up the world. And Mother Gaia was not putting up with this. So when it comes to the energy of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine, it is time for both of you to now move forward and to reign in your glory. And with that being said, that's going to conclude my story. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm going to take a caller, see what they have to say about the show today. Let's see if I can bring them in. 862, you on the line with Nubian Divine.
Hi. Greetings, greetings. This was a powerful show. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
And I came on late. I mean, I didn't catch the initial introduction of it. But there were so many aspects of this show that just it hit so close to home with me. And it's something because, you know, I love my parents dearly, and I can recall that I was closer with my grandmother than my mother. There was a great disconnect there. It is, although we loved each other, it just seemed strange. It seems strained.
Yeah.
And the issues with my siblings. And what I've learned was when my mother transitioned, I stepped in the role of my mother and my family. And I'm not the eldest. I've dealt with rejection that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because we weren't raised that way as a family. But I now can look back and recall where sometimes it seems like I was the only person that my mother used to do the things that no one else would do. And it's so strange, too, because you used the metaphor of Cinderella, you know, in your show. And I can recall feeling like Cinderella, even with marrying my husband. It was like my husband was my Prince Charming, and the two sisters were extremely jealous. And it wasn't like he was a rich man that, you know, just swept me off my feet, but the jealousy was there, which never really made any sense.
Right.
You were going at a rate that, to be honest, I want to go back and listen to this show in the archive, but there were some powerful, powerful things that you were saying today. Now, here's my concern. My mother transitioned. I know whatever I came here to do, or whatever agreements I made when I chose her as my parent, I know the reason why I have to do it is because I guess she knew I would be the one to follow up. I just don't know why it had to be me. Now, I may have missed that part when you...
There's something deep within you that your mother knew that you would take on, you know, the energies of bringing about change for your family, even your grandmothers and your great-grandmothers. They knew that you would be the one to do it. The thing is to forgive them. And don't hold the energy within your template that makes you bitter or angry towards them, because you've already given enough power away to them. So this is why even the fairy godmother came through, which is the ancestors, that is showing you, look, we know where this pain is coming from that's been pausing you and causing you not to be able to move forward. So because it's been causing you not to move forward, now that debris is removed out of the pathway for you. Now you can move forward.
And, you know, I do forgive them. And actually, I love them more than they could ever imagine. I would have walked to the end of the world and back. And the people who I saw them give that really affectionate love to, they could care less. Everything with them was really just about the physical, the financial, you know. I won't say that they didn't love them, but I'm just saying they just loved themselves differently. It didn't come from a heart center place. But I do want to forgive them of the hurt that I still carry around deep in my soul, because it's like I was punished when my mother moved on. I'm trying to get to that place of total forgiveness.
Yeah, it's just a matter of just forgiving her. Just forgiving her, and then go out to the water and just cry and cast your cares in the water and leave it there, and then move forward with your life, because you have been granted a rite of passage. Even being under the sound of my voice, it's like it unlocked templates within your DNA to cause you to heal. So now you can go ahead and cry tonight and get that out your system and hold your head up and move forward, because it's time.
So what about the others, though, in this whole scheme of things? Because from my understanding, we choose our family. And, I mean, I came from a big family on both sides, and they just seem so different. Like, what about the others? How do I move on if they just haven't understood that, okay, I'm trying to forgive you, but could you just stop being the way you are? How do you really move on past that if they don't stop?
The first key to moving on is to take your eyes off of everyone else and put your eyes on yourself and do the things that you need to do to make yourself heal. Because if you're busy looking at other people, then you're taking your energy off of yourself and worried about what everyone else is doing. And that's what they've done to you all these years. So now you're in a place to where now it's time for you to love yourself and to look within and accept yourself. And once you do that, you're going to be vibrating at such a high capacity to where everyone and everything around you is going to have no choice but to follow suit. But the key is to first look within. Remember, that's what the glass slipper was about. It was about that mirror within.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Dorothy.
Not just Dorothy. Like, remember, Cinderella lost her shoe at midnight, too.
Excuse me?
Remember, Cinderella lost her shoe at midnight, too. Why did she lose her shoe at midnight? Because that was the clock ticking, saying it's time. It's time for your awakening. It's time for you to come out of that spell. It's time for you to awaken. Now it's time for you to claim your life back and to love yourself in such a way to where you're your own mirror and you mirror the love of self first, so that way you can attract that love back to you. And then you can go out and you can heal others. Make sense?
Absolutely. Just like it made sense with what happened with me, because the same thing that I went through, I could recall as a young girl that my mother went through the same thing with her mother.
Yeah, because that's what she
like,
was taught,
I wanna,
and so forth and so forth and so forth. And now that's
right.
Why it's your time to change that template.
And it's so strange because I have all sons, right? I don't have any daughters. And there's some areas that now after I'm beginning to do my own self-healing that I can now look at my kids and see areas where they need to heal. And
right.
I try to
and
explain to
they're looking
what
at
I'm...
You.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yeah,
I was saying they're looking at you. They're mirroring you.
Right, and I'm trying to show them a different image, so that they could avoid or not have to deal with any of these things that have been passed down through the bloodline. And
See, the children are very easy. The children, the way they work is like this. If you leave an abusive situation with your mother, and then many of us tend to attract abusive relationships with spouses right after that, and then you leave that relationship with your spouse and you move with other family members and they may be abusive, things like that, then you're still taking your children in other environments of abuse to repeat that pattern. Children, they don't do what you say. They do what they see you do. So if they see you begin to remove yourself from environments such as that, then they will take it upon themselves to make sure that they keep themselves out of environments such as that. So it's better to show them than to tell them.
Okay, there's one thing that I do want to do, and I want my kids to see it. And I'm looking to move very shortly. I want to move into the house where my mother was living. Do you see anything with that move? I mean, like, would it be me going backwards or would it be moving forward? There's just some things that I have always told her I would do, and I want to do it.
Well, if it's a house that your mother lived in, then, and if there's any type of abuse that took place in that home, then you have to ask yourself about the energy of that home. Because if that home was not purified of the energy in that home, then you can bring it up that same energy and relive and replay that energy all over again through your children. So even after tonight, like after you hear a message like this, then even your own home that you live in now, there has to be a purification that comes about. Remember, Cinderella was cleaning the whole time. So now mm-hmm. this is telling all divine feminines all over the world, it's time not only to clean our inner houses, but our outer houses as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to remove that energy.
So get rid of okay. the old, new, is that what you're saying? Like, how do you really remove that energy if it's been there?
You, first of all, the only way that you can remove any type of energy is going deep within yourself and clearing up the energy within.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to remove any energy outside of you, you're not going to see it because the energy within is still cluttered. So focus on what's happening inside of you, and then it'll be very clear on what to do on the outside of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, and thank you for the topic tonight. It was a very powerful show, very.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling in. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey. Sometimes I'm in the chat room.
Jackie,
I'm a doctor.
Jackie from New Jersey.
I just couldn't get in
Beautiful.
Tonight.
Thank you so much.
BTR got me out. I don't know how.
Well, that's okay. You made it in.
Thank you,
sweetie. Thanks for your call.
Namaste.
Have a beautiful night.
You too, love.
Namaste. Yes, everyone. Tonight was a very touching topic, and I realized that the topic was very touching and it was hitting home. But I also know that it's something that has to be talked about in order for us to be able to move forward, because if we don't talk about the things that everyone was afraid to talk about because they were afraid that they were going to embarrass their family or shame someone or insult someone, but you have to look at how you have been insulted your whole entire life just by you even have to go through those specific topics to go into training to have to even heal yourself. And because of this specific order that has come about within all of our lives, it is merely here in these times that we are all at the doorway of change. And not just at the doorway of change, but change has come about in all of our lives because those keys, old keys, no longer fit these new locks. The template that we have just stepped into with the entire new earth, the entire new world, will not allow such evil to continue to run rush hour over all of our lives. Those of you who know who you are and mind, body, spirit, and truth, especially the divine feminine and the divine masculine, both of you have come here into this plane of existence to be so powerful. Your power is so magical that what type of spirit did both of you have to both mirror each other, and both of you took on mothers that merely try to stop your shine? These specific mothers that both of you chose before you came into this life cycle knew about the divine masculine's power, so she worked it within all of her might to use her energy to portray upon the divine masculine that he was doing something to hurt, harm, and injure her, when in essence she molded him as a child to always feel as if he walked away from her, he was hurt, harming, and injuring her. The same thing when it comes to the divine feminine. When it comes to you, you have always had to be in competition, not just with your mother, but with your sisters and with different people around you who you've even come in contact with in public. So because of your relationship with your mother and your sisters, you've even mirrored these relationships with girls throughout life to who you could not befriend because you felt threatened by them in some way, shape, or form because of your upbringing. But little did you know that these were seeds that were planted within you, not on purpose, but by accident. But every single thing that each and every one of you have gone through your whole entire life was merely there as tools that were planted within your life as training tools. These training tools had to come about because you two are the ones that are to bring in the new template. You two are the ones that are going to help change the world, to stop all the madness, to show the world that the way that the world has defined love, the world has showed us that marriages do not work and paperwork trying to tie you down to a marriage does not work. So the divine masculine and divine feminine, because of their love for source, because of their love to serve the universe, because of their dedication to be dedicated to the universe, automatically gives them a pure purity of love for each other. And because that purity of love for each other makes this specific love between the divine masculine and the divine feminine so sacred and so untainted and so pure and so holy that automatically because of the divine masculine and divine feminine's love for the universe, it causes them both to love each other and to bring about this specific love template into the world to help the world to even see how it is the world was supposed to love themselves first from the inside and project that love that is going on within them to the outside of the world. See, we can never understand or see the changes that we need in this world if we don't first merely look within to bring about those changes within ourselves. Right? So, what do you say? Time to stop. Do some house cleaning, everyone. Do some deep, deep, deep soul searching and say, all right, okay, I got it. I know I wasn't tripping. Now I can really start cleaning up my life. Now I can start, you know, going after that career I want. I don't have to stay in this career because this is what mom wanted me to do. I don't have to marry this woman or marry this guy because this is what my mom wanted. This is my life. This is who I am. Remember, I told you that's not your mother. Are no longer your mother was gone a long time ago. Those have become deities and demonic spirits and walk-in entities that have been consumed by their consumption of power because of the crafting that they were doing. These specific women were not only part of bloodlines who taught them witchcraft, but got consumed in the power of witchcraft that they brought up different type of demonic spirits and entities from underworlds, inner worlds, outer earths, and under earths. And these specific entities have lived their lives out through the templates of your so-called mothers. So just know that when you stare at the woman who you feel as if your mother and you wonder why that specific person is treating you that way, know that that is no longer your mother. Your mother was gone a long time ago. And all the signs and synchronicities and the experiences that you had to experience your whole entire life was merely showing you this to help you awaken to your higher self. This is why there was such a struggle within you to awaken to your higher self, because of your power. Your power is deep within you the whole time. Your power reigns out so strong and so deep that these specific women were consumed with power, so they try to take your power by living out their lives through you. But now it's time for you to even claim back your power. Now it's time for you to be the beings that you have come here to be. Now it's time for you to reign deep within your matriarchal power and deep within your patriarchal power and come together as one divine unit. And to bring about the change in which we have all been longing for to see in this world. This is why the divine masculine and the divine feminine have yet to unite as one, because scales are placed over both of their eyes. But as you can see, even in the example of the Cinderella story here decoded, we can see how not only the divine masculine had to experience this specific type of energy, but the divine feminine was mirroring him as well. So when it comes to what both of you have to do from this point on is to acknowledge your love for each other and to acknowledge that you two both have been split from one flame. And the Divine Masculine has templates within the Divine Feminine that is to help him rise to his higher self to stand in his galactic power, as well as the Divine Feminine has placed within the Divine Masculine things within him that is to help her and has been helping her along her journey, even get to her higher self, to even help pull up both of them for this whole entire relationship, for both of them to stand in their God, Goddess, metaphysical, galactic power. And because of this, they have both been empowered for these times. The Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine, both of their energies are in power during this time. And because of this, they are both going to shine in such a way, their love for each other, as it radiates in such a way that the world has never seen before. This is why the world was jealous. This is why the specific mothers of the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine were jealous. This is why you had the evil stepsisters. They were jealous. Because they always knew that there was something deep within you that was raining out so cold that they wanted to be you. So if you wonder how this whole thing is going to end, just think about Cinderella. And when Cinderella ended up being invited to the ball. And when she was invited to the ball, she united with her prince, which is the Divine Masculine, Divine Feminine, right? But who was standing there at the ball? See, Cinderella was so cool that she still invited the evil stepmother and the two sisters to the ball. And they were standing there looking stupid as I don't know what, but what happened? She still invited them, and she still gave them nice dresses and everything and still let them come. But what could they do at that point? Just live with how they've treated her. But the Divine Feminine, obviously she got to a place where she was able to forgive them, to invite them to her ball in the first place. But what were they doing? They were both standing there looking at her like, I'm worthy. Why got to be her? Why not me? So because they were looking at her like that, this is why the Divine Feminine was chosen for her beloved. And this is why the Divine Masculine is in love with the Divine Feminine. And this is why they're both in love with each other. Because the love that they have for each other is like no other love that this world has ever been heard of before. The galaxy and the stars and the planet and all the galactic beings begin to align themselves to unite the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine together once again for this life cycle. And many life cycles to come, the world shall see just how powerful this love is that they have for one another. Gotta love it. That concludes it, everyone. I love it. I love it so much. And I'm very grateful to have been able to bring such a powerful message to you. And I thank each and every one of you for listening in. And remember, if you do not know your reason for being and why you're here on the planet at this time, please take a look down at the link below, look into our store, and we will tell you your reason for being, why you're here on this planet, why you're on the planet at this time, what your karmic debts are, what your karmic blessings are. And we still have our 50% off right now for the Christmas holiday that we have, and that's going to be going until the 31st. And then we also have our Ascended Masters Vortex that is going down for our New Year's Day 11-11 meditation, mastermind meditation. And if I or this show has in any way, shape, or form touched your life, then tap into the energy of this vortex. Create great karma for yourself. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. Make a donation. Look down at the link below and tap into this portal and know that Spirit is watching you. So because Spirit is watching you, watch your own spirit, do what's right, make a donation, make that flight. I love it, everyone. Have a good night. Nubian Divine, Nubian News with a Z. Peace is truly empowering, everyone.
Right with this moment, take my life, I'm my number one opponent. Trout be deep, stay awake and me only. No more to do, I'm in bliss. mine, I'm not lonely. Right, I'm not hungry. I'm the master of my mind. I'm not lonely.